The animal people were here first, before there were any real people. Coyote was the most important because, after he was put to work by the spirit chief, he did more than any of the others to make the world a good place in which to live. There were times, however, when Coyote was not busy for the spirit chief. Then he amused himself by getting into mischief and stirring up trouble. Frequently he got into trouble himself, and then everybody had a good laugh. Everybody but Mole. She was Coyote's wife. My people call Coyote St. Caleb, which means imitator. He delighted in mocking and imitating others, or in trying to, and as he was a great one to play tricks, sometimes he is spoken of as trick person. One time, during the moons of snow, Coyote and Mole and their children were out of food. They were almost starved. Their nearest neighbors, Bear and Kingfisher, had plenty to eat. Bear and Kingfisher always had plenty. Coyote knew this. He said to his wife, "Mole, I am going over the ridge to see your brother, Bear. He may give me something for us to eat." Coyote went to Bear's lodge. Bear and his wife had no children. Coyote noticed they had nothing in their lodge but some bedding and a cooking basket. There were no signs of food, which made Coyote wonder. For a while, he sat in silence. Then he yawned. Bear knew what that meant. It was a hunger yawn. Bear turned to his wife and said, "Put the rock in the fire and bring water in the basket. Your brother is hungry." Bear's wife placed a rock in the fire and went after water. Coyote wondered where the food was to come from, and he yawned again. Bear's wife returned with a cooking basket nearly full of water. Bear took his flint knife and cut a piece of buckskin from his wife's robe. He pressed the piece into a lump, and when the rock in the fire was red hot, he dropped the rock and the lump of buckskin into the cooking basket. Then he rubbed ashes on his wife's robe, and the robe became whole again. It did not show where it had been cut. As soon as the water in the basket boiled, Bear emptied a bag of pebbles into it. Coyote thought he wouldn't care for such food, buckskin and pebbles. But when the basket was placed before him, he tasted the food and quickly changed his mind, for the buckskin had become fine, tender meat, and the pebbles were juicy huckleberries. Coyote ate all of the soup and the huckleberries and some of the meat, but he saved most of the meat for Mole and the children. "Let me carry this meat home in your cooking basket," he said to Bear. "All right," Bear answered. "You can send it back by one of your children." But Coyote insisted that Bear come for the basket, that he should come and visit. Bear did not want to, but Coyote kept insisting until Bear said, "I will come for the basket." Sun, Bear walked to Coyote's lodge. Seeing him coming down the road, Coyote had Mole hide all of their rose hips that they had been eating for lack of better food. The rose hips were famine food, eaten only in times of starving. Coyote also had Mole clean up the teepee so it would look like Bear's lodge. Beside the fire, he had her leave only a cooking basket, two sticks, and a stone. Looking in, Bear asked for his basket. He did not intend to go inside, but Coyote urged him to enter and sit down. Being polite, Bear did. ¶¶ Then Coyote told Mole to heat the stone in the fire and get a basket of water. Mole obeyed. When the stone was hot, Coyote took out his flint knife and cut a large piece of buckskin from Mole's robe, the only robe she owned. He pressed the piece into a lump as he had seen Bear do, and he told Mole to put it and the hot stone in the cooking basket. Using the two sticks as tongs, Mole lifted the stone from the fire and dropped it in the water along with the lump of buckskin. As Bear had done to his wife's robe, Coyote rubbed ashes on Mole's spoiled robe, but it did not become whole again. It remained as he had cut it. Mole felt bad. Then Coyote poured pebbles from a bag into the boiling water. Soon all sat up to eat, but only tough buckskin and hard pebbles were taken from the basket. Coyote said nothing. He was ashamed. After a while, Bear spoke. Sincalip, he said, this is my way, not yours. You cannot do what I can, and I do not try to imitate people as you do. Then Bear rubbed ashes on Mole's robe, and it was as good as ever. Bear picked up his own cooking basket and went home. Pretty soon, Coyote looked into his cooking basket. What he saw made him grunt with surprise. Instead of buckskin and pebbles, there was plenty of good meat and huckleberries. He laughed. For many suns, Coyote and Mole and their children lived on the meat and the berries that Bear had made for them with his magic power. When all that food was eaten and they were hungry once more, Coyote said, Mole, I am going to see your brother Kingfisher. Maybe he will give us something to eat. And he went to Kingfisher's teepee. Invited in, Coyote entered and sat down. He saw nothing to eat in there. He yawned. Kingfisher knew what that meant, and he spoke to the older of his two children. My son, he said, go and bring me three willows. Boy Kingfisher went out. He returned soon with three willow sticks, which Kingfisher took and heated over the fire. When they were hot, he twisted them to make them strong and tied them to his belt. Then he flew to the top of the lodge and from there to the river, where he dove through a hole in the ice. He came up with a willow stick strung with fish. These were for his neighbor, Coyote. Kingfisher's wife cooked the fish. Coyote ate his fill, but some were left for him to take to Mole and the children. May I carry these home in your cooking basket? He asked. Yes, take the basket, said Kingfisher. Send it back by one of your children. No, I want you to come visit me, Coyote replied. You come over tomorrow and get the basket. Kingfisher had no wish to visit Coyote, but Coyote coaxed him, and at last he agreed, and the next sun he walked to Coyote's lodge. My son, said Coyote to the eldest of his sons as Kingfisher sat down, go and bring me three willows. What do you want them for? Boy Coyote asked. How will you use them? What do you want them for? Boy Coyote asked. How will you use them? You must know why I want three willows, Coyote scolded. You have always brought them to me. Boy Coyote said nothing more. He went out and got three willow sticks, and his father heated them over the fire and twisted them as he had seen Kingfisher do. Coyote tied the sticks to his belt and tried to fly to the top of the lodge. He had a hard time climbing there without breaking down the whole teepee. From the lodge top, Coyote jumped for a hole in the river ice. He missed the hole and smashed on the ice. And was killed. Kingfisher had been watching from the doorway and smiling to himself. He walked over to where Coyote lay. Taking the willow sticks from Coyote's belt, he tied them to his own and dove through the hole in the ice. When he came up, he had the willow sticks heavy with fish. These he placed beside Coyote and stepped over him three times. That brought Coyote back to life. Kingfisher said, "This is my way, not yours, Sim Caleb. I do not try to imitate others as you do." Kingfisher took his basket and went home, and Coyote went back to his teepee. He carried the fish that Kingfisher had caught. He gave them to Mole to cook. "See? We have plenty to eat now," Coyote laughed. "We have plenty to eat for my imitating bear and Kingfisher." That is why I imitated them.